This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne.
Thousands of people are protesting on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. as part of the March on Washington commemoration. Civil rights advocates are highlighting the scourge of police and vigilante violence against Black Americans at a commemoration of the 1963 March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. Thousands have crowded the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, where the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his historic I Have a Dream speech. Martin Luther King III said that the current situation in the United States calls for action.
The nation has never seen such a mighty movement, a modern-day incarnation of what my father called the coalition of conscience.
Satellite march events are planned in a handful of states, including South Carolina, Florida, and Nevada. A judge has postponed a decision on whether a 17-year-old should be returned to Wisconsin to face charges in the killing of two people on the streets of Kenosha during unrest following the police shooting of a Black man, Jacob Blake. The Illinois judge granted Kyle Rittenhouse's request to delay the extradition hearing to September 25th during a brief hearing Friday that was streamed online. Rittenhouse, a white teen who was armed with a semi-automatic rifle as he walked Kenosha's streets with other armed civilians during this week's protests, could face a mandatory life sentence if convicted of first-degree intentional homicide. Jacob Blake's shooting left him paralyzed and was caught on cell phone video. It sparked several nights of protests in Kenosha, making it the latest focal point in a reckoning over policing and racial injustice that has gripped the country. You can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japan's longest-serving Prime Minister Shinzo Abe intends to leave office because of declining health. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a country once known for its short-tenured prime ministers, the departure marks the end of an unusual era of stability that's seen the Japanese leader strike up strong ties with President Donald Trump, even as Abe's ultra-nationalism has riled the Koreas and China. While Abe pulled Japan out of recession, the economy has been battered anew by the coronavirus pandemic, and Abe has failed to achieve his cherished goal to formally rewrite the US-drafted pacifist constitution because of poor public support. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
German doctors treating Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny for a suspected poisoning said Friday the dissident is still in an induced coma, but his condition is stable and his symptoms are improving. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Some positive news on Friday for Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny's family and supporters after his spokeswoman said his condition was improving. He remains in a medically induced coma and continues to receive treatment at a Berlin hospital, but now his representatives are saying there is no serious threat to his life. The Putin opponent was airlifted to Germany last week after collapsing during a flight on his way back to Moscow. Doctors there have said that tests they've done indicate Navalny was poisoned, but the Kremlin called the claims inconclusive and saw no need for an investigation. Germany's foreign minister also said on Friday that it would be ready to impose sanctions if Russia's state agencies were found to have been involved in any poisoning.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. The once fearsome Hurricane Laura is now a tropical depression, but is still unleashing heavy rains. Tornadoes are possible over the Tennessee River Valley. Recovery efforts in the disaster zone along Louisiana's coast are being complicated by thunderstorms along with sizzling heat. Lead forecaster Patrick Burke at the National Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center says as Laura moves east, it will bring rain to the mid-Atlantic.
In the next couple of days, there will be bursts of heavy thunderstorms with kind of tropical downpours. And some of this moving through mountainous terrain, you know, in eastern Tennessee, western North Carolina, parts of Virginia, where they're prone to flash flooding.
The National Weather Service says tornadoes and flooding are possible as the depression moves east. Laura could become a tropical storm again this weekend when it hits the Atlantic Ocean. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.